The Art Center of the Capital Region engages people in the creative experience. They are the region's preeminent proponent of the arts and creative education, expression, and appreciation, serving people of all ages, abilities, and economic and cultural backgrounds.
Yep. The Art Center of the Capital Region is a private, not-for-profit corporation that began life as the Rensselaer County Council for the Arts in 1962. In its early years, it was located in a brownstone mansion on Troy's Washington Park. Art classes were offered for the first time there in 1965, with the mansion, converted ballroom, and formal dining room serving as an art gallery.
3 decades later, the Art Center bought 5 adjoining buildings on Monument Street in downtown Troy and renovated nearly 36,000 square feet into fully accessible studio, exhibition, and performing arts space. Today, the Art Center is proud to serve as a regional art center known for its wide range of high-quality classes for adults and children, arts camps and for kids and teens, highly acclaimed exhibitions and performances, and funding and technical support for arts organizations as well as the artists themselves.
Well, Christopher Marblow, president of the Art Center of the Capital Region, joins us to tell us more about the center and their Reimagining Troy project. Christopher, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Christopher, it's nice to have you aboard. So tell us what reimagining, so it's re with the
parentheses.
Thank you. And then imagining the word. So how did you come up with that?
Well, we wanted to do something to make a positive contribution to the city of Troy, and we thought, we're not politicians, we don't have much in the way of resources, what can we do? Well, what we're good at is brokering creative thinking and creativity, and we thought it would be interesting to engage the region in a question, and the question being, what can make Troy an even more livable city? So we put that question out there, and we wanted to receive feedback that was creative, impactful, and practical, and we put together a panel of 15 regional stakeholders to judge the ideas that we did get, and we just recently chose the 25 top ideas. And they're on our website, and we're looking for ways to get them out to the community as well, to get some feedback from them.
So we can't get into all 25 ideas, obviously, but what are the trends?
The trends, well, there are several trends. One is to kind of make the natural resources of Troy even better. So there's a very simple idea to connect downtown Troy with a hiking trail up to Prospect Park. That was one of the ideas that won. There's a lot of discussion about utilizing the Hudson River, of course, about retapping some studies that were done in prior years to connect people to the river via bike paths, walking paths, nature trails. And then there were other ideas that were simply about bringing business into Troy, about engaging more people in the creative economy of the city. So a fairly wide range of ideas with several themes, I would guess.
I've always liked the city. I think it's very convenient. I like the colleges and the central areas and the rest of it. But I always had the feeling it's sort of underappreciated, underrated. What do you think?
Well, I just came back to this region after being away for 16 years, so I had an interesting perspective. And I just started my job at the Art Center last summer, and I spent the first month or so talking to people about both the Art Center and about Troy. And what I heard when I was listening to people talk about Troy was, it is underrated. It's not known for what it has, which is a great walkable downtown, beautiful architecture, a connection to the Hudson River. And it's viewed as kind of a forgotten city of the Tri-City region, I think. So, but what I'm also seeing and hearing is that there are a lot of people living in Troy, choosing to live in Troy, many of them young, many of them artistic, because they sense a movement here. And I really do think that something is burgeoning.
The upstate Brooklyn.
The upstate Brooklyn. That's what I'm hearing. And I think if Troy can claim that, that would be a great thing.
So one of the things that you see in many communities along the river and in many communities in general throughout the United States, which is they suffer a recession hard. And then when there is a bounce back, it takes them a while to get up and running. They get up and running, and then you have another downturn. They get hit the hardest, fastest, and then you start the process, rinse, repeat. And so how do you avoid that cyclical thing in the city to allow it to grow and allow it to move on and to stay with that positive growth that you have?
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not an urban planner. I simply work in the city. What I do know is that I think it's very important to tap the creative resources of the people, because I think a lot of the problems that cities like Troy face are problems that require creativity. They certainly require critical thinking, but creative thinking is just as important. And I think getting more creative people around the table to talk about these issues and to help solve them is very important. Don't leave it to the experts.
Has your organization had to mature? But by that I mean, it seems to me it's not the same thing that it was, when it began.
Well, it's certainly grown. We've grown in size and we're trying to grow in scope. I still think we're a bit of an undiscovered secret in the region, and we're going to try to change that with some marketing and advertising. But we're one of the only multi-art centers in the region, so we've got a good thing going and we need to get the word out.
Is it more democratic, small d, than it used to be? In other words, are ideas welcome from all sorts as opposed to having one central figure?
I think so, and I think the way that you see this reflected is in our most recent show, the annual Fence Show. It's a show that's literally open to any artist. Anyone who wants to submit a piece can. And we have over 550 pieces of art on our walls right now, and you see everything from the novice artist to the established artist. And it's quite a powerful testament to the creative spirit of this region.
The thing that is incredible to me about the facility that you have and the building that you house is that, I mean, there's very much an element of this is an art gallery, this is a studio space, but also the classrooms and the learning areas that you have there from pottery to art are really incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's quite a place to walk up and down and to see the various floors and what you have going on, and how you utilize it with the youngest of kids to the oldest of adults.
Right. I mean, our main business is being a school for the arts. That's what we do. The Black Box Theater and the gallery spaces are wonderful parts of what we do, but our prime source of revenue is all these classes and camps. And you do see people from the age of 6 to 80 taking classes, experiencing the arts, some of them moving through the spectrum, starting as beginners, becoming more and more expert, others just dabbling and moving on to something else. But we just launched a new series of classes called Try It. And for $20, you can come in, try a pottery class, try a woodworking class. And it's just to get those people who are a little bit anxious about dipping into their creative tendencies to just make that leap. So I think getting back to that point about, are we a small D institution, we certainly think of ourselves as being as accessible as we can. And that really focuses on teaching the arts.
And how do you bring your particular talents to this? In other words, this is a big undertaking. What in your background allows you to do it?
Well, I recently just made a change in my life. I worked for 27 years in schooling. I was a head of a private school in New York City most recently. And
the name of that school is?
The Town School. It's a pre-K through 8 school on the Upper East Side, 76th Street, celebrating its 100th anniversary this year. But my interest in the arts predated my interest in education. And running an institution like the Art Center is very similar to running a school. You're looking at increasing revenue, marketing, working with the board, finding great teachers, programming. It's all very similar.
When you look forward to the summer, your busy time?
Summer is somewhat busy. The real busy times, I think, are fall, winter, spring.
School times.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but there's still a lot going on.
Yes.
You can find out more about the Art Center of the Capital Region. You can visit them online, artcenteronline.org, artcenteronline.org. Christopher, thank you very much for being with us. It's a great pleasure to have you here. We wish you all the luck in the world.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from MPAC for the Albany Symphony's American Music Festival on WAMC.